Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I have two guests. I have Aaron Perner with Cap Carpets and Nick Fredrisi with the Flooring Gallery. Guys, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
Good, terrific, Kemp.
Good to be with you. A couple things I wanted to talk to you about. I think that's probably a lot of people right before Christmas, a little bit of a doldrum. Tell us what it's like to be in the flooring specialty retail market right around Christmas time.
Well, Kemp, this is Nick. The good and bad things about being in retail this time of year is, you know, the year is basically over for us. I will say it's certainly stayed busier longer than it normally has, which has been a nice treat. But about this time of year, we all get a nice break for the holidays, and it's a good time to reflect on this past year, kind of review your business, talk to all your people, and then you have about a week to just wish everyone happy holidays because it really dies off the last week of the year.
Yeah, and I should probably back up just a minute, Nick. Most people know you're the owner of the Flooring Gallery, which is based in Louisville but also has stores in Lexington and southern Indiana, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's quiet right now. There's not many people who buy flooring for a Christmas present, do they?
Well, once the Christmas tree goes up, we're not really allowed back in most homes. So other than little builder and commercial business, it's pretty slow this last week of the year.
Yeah. And Aaron, how about you?
You know, I love the way Nick just communicated it, which is I think that people are suffering a little bit from frugal fatigue. And I think with all the concerns that are going on in the world, I think they're spending more time in their home than they ever have. You know, they're remodeling more. And I think overall it's been a good year, double-digit increases. I think the industry is seeing some growth. I know it's in pockets, but we're seeing people willing to spend. I mean, everything's relative. You got to compare this year to last year if you look at the same time period. Boy, last year was tough, and this year's, you know, better. I mean, we're still seeing a continuation of better business.
Most people know you, Aaron, but you have a pretty substantial-sized retail operation. It's Carpet One. It's Big Bob's. You're in St. Louis, Kansas City, Topeka, Wichita, Omaha. That's most of the major markets, right?
Well, yeah, we're not very smart. We're not as smart as Nick is.
One of the main reasons I wanted to talk to you is that everywhere I go, people are asking me what's going on with the search for the new leader of the WFCA, the World Floor Covering Association. And, Nick, I don't know if you were late to a meeting or how you got appointed to be the point man on that, but you're in charge of that, right?
You know, the beauty of the WFCA is that it's a volunteer organization, and you are absolutely right. If you are a little slow to speak up sometimes, you get volunteered to do a lot of things. But I was really happy to take this one on. It's been a very interesting experience so far, and I think they're making good progress finding a replacement. You know, let's face it, Chris Davis left some pretty big shoes for us to fill, and it takes a while to find somebody of that same type of caliber to lead the WFCA.
All right, so how's the process going? I've heard rumors that you're going to be doing some interviewing around surface this time and that you all expect to have somebody in that position by April. Is that true?
You know, Kemp, I have to respect you because you seem to know rumors before even we know them sometimes, which absolutely amazing, and I do love that. But, yes, in this case, you're right on. We're very lucky with surfaces coming up. You know, you'll have a lot of people within and without the industry that will be there, so it's a really good time to be able to sit down. The search committee is working with Leonard Pfeiffer and company, and Leonard is really working hard to book interviews and get people there, and he's going to do a full presentation to the executive committee when he's there, and then the search committee is going to meet for pretty much all day that first day of services on Monday to review the progress they've made and where they are in the search progress. So we're pretty excited about that.
And you have some pretty strong candidates. I know a few of them, but we should probably keep those quiet because some of them have other jobs. So I guess you're pretty encouraged about the way things are going, aren't you?
One, we're extremely lucky because the people we have at the WFCA, the core staff that is there is a group that's been together for a long time. And truthfully, it's been amazing. They have not skipped a beat. They've still made all the conferences they normally make. They're still working hard to get good media and promote the flooring industry. And I tell you what, my hat really goes off to the staff and the people there because it's been incredible what they've taken on. On the other side of the coin, it is amazing the number of people. And, Kemp, I know you know a lot of people that have applied for this. It's really shocked and pleased me to see the interest throughout both inside and outside the industry. People are really interested in trying to take the WFCA to the next step and continue on to the future. So kind of exciting to see that happen.
Now, and there's a subcommittee on the board that will be making the decision, and that's the two of you and a few other people, right?
Yeah, there's a group of us that are on there. Donnie Phillips out of Atlanta has been integral in helping find the Leonard Pfeiffer company that we're using. We've got our legal counsel involved, and Jim Walters, previous chairman. There's a group of us that have been involved in this day to day.
Do you mind if I tell on Nick a little bit? I mean, I've been a proud member of his committee. He's a great chairman. You know, he's a humble southern gentleman, I think, is perhaps the proper description for it. One of the things that I think Nick has been charged with, that he's led the group very well with, is to make sure that we've got some outstanding internal candidates that are part of WFCA. Nick has been very careful to be impartial, to make sure and bring every potential candidate to the table for a really well-made decision, you know, with a clear vision that he set for the mission, for the organization. In the end, you know, I just am very fortunate to have had the opportunity to serve with him. He's done a fantastic job, and I wanted to publicly thank you for that, Nick.
Happy holidays to you too, my friend.
All right, well, real quick before we run out of time, if you guys would give me just kind of your outlook for 2013, what do you think business is going to be like out there?
You know, I think that when we get decisions made in Washington, if they get made, you know, I'd love to see at least the rules set so that everybody knows what's going to happen. I think the fact is we're all going to be paying more taxes regardless of how it's masked. We have to. We've got major debt problems. I just wish that we would make some decisions that are appropriate. You know, we're reaching 46% of our debt this year. Was being funded, most of it, through other countries and through the process that we're going through that they call quantitative easing, which is basically devaluing our currency. There's an impact. It's already hitting commodity prices. You know, we're seeing it. If you look at the interest payments, if there's a slight uptick, I mean, you're going to be seeing costs just for the federal government, just for debt payments that are going to be higher than what the discretionary spend is for our government. And those are going to hit us, and they're going to impact us financially, you know, in our businesses and in our employment numbers. I'm optimistic and I'm positive about where the economy is going next year, and we're investing heavily because I'm a contrarian. You know, we believe that the economy is going to be better. We're going to be the fastest runner. The bear's going to not catch us. It'll catch some other folks.
Right.
But the fact is, it's going to be a tough economy next year. We just have got major fundamental issues that are going on right now in the economy, and I don't see it improving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nick, how about your perspective?
Well, for one, obviously, we have to get our government working together, and we have to make some progress there. But I have to agree with everything that Aaron just said. Having said that, the U.S. economy has found a way to survive and thrive. And I'm still a believer that there is so much pent-up demand, and there are so many people that want the economy to make a turn. And there's a lot of people who have been sitting on money for years now. We've been in this doldrum since 2008. I'm hoping for another good year. 2012 was a very good year personally for us, best obviously by far since 2008. And I think that the coming year will be a little bit better than 2012 was. I don't think it's going to be great guns, and I think you're all going to be very smart running your businesses this year, but I think it's going to be a little better again.
Guys, I appreciate it so much. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and I wish the best of prosperity to you for next year. Again, we've been talking to Aaron Perner and Nick Fredericia, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.